Why can birds fly? Why can birds fly? That's a very beautiful circumstance, a very beautiful creation. Birds can fly because one time they were not birds. They were lizard-type creatures, and they developed wings, just like some of the squirrels that leap off of the trees. They leap off the trees and they spread their arms out, and a sort of a wing forms out of the skin of their body and their leg, and they have a wing that they fly upon. Now, such creatures that had no reason for flying now have a reason for flying. Such a thing like a bird has no reason for flying, but it chose to fly. Man, too, chooses to fly, but we use our brain to create vehicles in which to fly, because we think that we cannot spread our wings, we cannot fly without these things. Now, if scientists were to take time and really study deeply how we could use our mental attitude, how we could use our mind, how we could use our brain to come up with the idea of flying without a vehicle. Now, that's not an impossibility, but it is a very possible thing to do. It is not something that is strange. It is something very reasonable, something very definite, something that happens quite often. Now, scientists in their laboratories are experimenting with all sorts of forced experiences, forced activities, but it's their mind that gives them the idea that it's possible. And so then they go out and they work on it. And as they work on it, they come up with conclusions. And as they come up with conclusions, they come up with all sorts of possibilities. Oh, if we allowed our scientists, they would come up with evolution in our bodies quite quickly. As we work with our brains, and we work with the grain, we work with the bran, we work with the corn, we hybrid the corn, we make it more beautiful, we make it more to what we want it to be. And so then the corn grows in that way so that it does what we want it to be. And that's quite beautiful. But now, how does that happen? How can that happen? How can our brain allow us to do these things? Well, our brain does not allow us to do these things. These are things that are thoughts in our mind. These are things that are ideas in our consciousness. And we bring these ideas forth in our world because they're in our consciousness. Now, how do these thoughts become something in our consciousness? How do the birds, how do the creatures that became birds cause their bones to be thinner, cause their bones to be lighter, cause their bones to be more fantastic? How do they do that? Well, we don't know, but we're coming to understand how. We call it evolution. But how does evolution take place? Well, it takes place because of the desire to have something work in a certain way. And so then the body acts in accordance with the desire. We have a mind that is so fantastic, so glorious, that can accomplish so many things that we want to have, if we want to have it, because it's all just a game. There's nothing wrong, or there's nothing right, or there's nothing good, or there's nothing bad about any of this. It's just a game. And we worship the game. We worship our bodies. We say this body is a temple of the living God. Well, yes, that's true. It's a temple of the living God. It is not the living God. It is just a temple. And as a temple, it can be used to express anything we want. We are not trying to go out and make ugly things. We would certainly make a mistake now and then, because sometimes we're not listening very closely to the divine within us. But we could learn to have our bones be lighter, and we could learn to have the capacity to physiologically fly. To fly with our bodies, to fly with our physical being, like the squirrel spreading its wings out. Or like animals which once were not birds, becoming birds. And we saw in the geological evolutionary pattern how these things were taking place. It's quite interesting to watch, quite interesting to see. But are we going to play that game? Or are we going to play the game that we fly now? Well, we actually are doing it already. We are seeing ourselves teleporting to some other place. We're seeing ourselves visiting a relative. We're seeing ourselves visiting people who are even already long past. And we visit them. And we think that we're visiting them in this place. And we're visiting them in that place. We think that there are places. Well, when we come to the realization that all time and all space is right here and now, then we realize that we are just on a various dimension of life. Now, we can be on a dimension of life where we are aware of all of these things and enjoying all of these things, or we can be on a dimension of life that does not enjoy all of these things and it does not experience all of these things. It's okay. It's okay to do that. But the more we question into the past, the more we question into the future, the more we question into the confusion of what's going on, rather than the amusing activity of whatever our dream is to fulfill it. When we address our dream to fulfill it, when we address ourselves to realize just who we are and what we are and where we're going and how we're doing it, when we address ourselves to that attitude, then that's the attitude that takes place in our life. Are you ready for that great, glorious experience that is ready to take place in your life? Are you ready for that great, glorious experience that's ready to be something definite in your world? Well, dream your wildest dreams. Imagine your most amazing dreams, because for you today, on this level of consciousness, it is an amazing dream. Now, let's just say we're going to transfer ourselves from this level of consciousness to another level of consciousness. And we do that in our thoughts, we do that in our dreams, we do that in our meditations. In our meditation, we go into another level of awareness. We go into another level of consciousness, and as we go into this other level of consciousness, we become aware that there are fantastic things going on in this world. There are fantastic things going on in this universe that are just utterly amazing and beautiful. And there are things that we can do right now. We can fly like the bird, or we can fly with the teleportation. We can fly with the attitude of mind, of being there, because truly we are there. Now, how do we become aware of another level of consciousness, another level, another dimension of beingness that we are in right now? We are living on so many dimensions of beingness, lives within lives within lives. We've been told this by some of our scientists, that we are living on multiple levels of awareness, multiple dimensions at the same time. We are living on all dimensions at the same time. Now, if we could visualize this, and it's a little bit beyond our awareness to do that, it seems. If we could visualize that we are all right now, we are every dimension of consciousness right now. We are every level of awareness right now. We are all right now. And when we can realize that we are all right now, then it's not a far cry to enjoying the awareness that we are all right now, that we are the life of ancient beings, we are the life of future beings, we are the life of all, because all time and space is right here. And we're in that all time and all space experience right now. We're there right now, and we are experiencing it right now, and we're enjoying it right now, and we're divining in it right now. And how wonderful that is. But can you do that? Can we do that? Can we experience that? Can we enjoy that? Can we find that as a great and wonderful blessing to ourselves? Yes, we can. Do we want to? Well, that's another point. Are you having so much time on this dimension of life with its limitations that you think you are limited and you don't dare think in any grander realm of thought? Before they could go to the moon, someone visualized going to the moon. And they said the cow jumped over the moon. How silly and how strange, but how normal. The cow can jump over anything. The cow can be anything it wants. You and I can be anything we want. We can be on any dimension of consciousness that we want. We can be on any level of awareness that we want. We can be everything, everywhere, every which way that we choose right now, because we are one. It's not unusual that we think these thoughts because we are living them on another dimension of our beingness. Now, are you ready to be aware of all those dimensions? Are you ready to be aware of all that space and time that is right now, right here, right in the midst of you? Well, if you are, then you will fly like the birds. You will fly teleporting. You will fly. You will be there because you are there now, because all is one and all is here and all is now. Join me in this consciousness, this awareness, this dimension of all is here right now. All time and space are here right now. Join me in this dimension because it's a glorious dimension. And whenever you close your eyes, you're there. Whenever you open your eyes, you're there. Whenever you dream, you're there. Whenever you are sitting awake, meditating, you're there. Because you are the timelessness, the allness that is everywhere. Join me in that delightful, wonderful realization that you live on all dimensions right now, and all is right now. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.